Good morning. Good morning, dear listeners. Welcome to Early Morning Scoop. Welcome to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. Yeah, I think it's the right time to thank Matias Angara. It's the right time to thank Matias Angara, and we are thanking him for giving us the mic. And yeah, it's your economic development conversational program. We are operating from the hour of 6 until 8 in the morning. And this is Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. We are greeting you wherever you are. Some of you are on your way to work. Some of you are on your way home from work. Some of you are waking up. You are still struggling to see what can I do with life. What are some of the plans to which I need to put on the table? And also, what are some of the lessons I have learned from yesterday that I'll utilize today. And it's always very important to have a strong motivation, especially when you are waking up, because you will end up being in bed for 4 hours. And they are always saying, or the time, there is always a saying which is indicating to say, time wasted is an income lost, and it's a currency that you will never get back. So it's always very important to wake up and see what you can do, and also continue pushing. And yeah, as it has already been the case, this is Early Morning Scoop. This is a platform that we are looking at areas of business, areas of trade, areas of economic development, infrastructure development, and most importantly, human development. This is the platform that we discuss issues of regional affairs, issues of global affairs, and we are always trying to make sure that our conversation will bring about, improvement in issues of bread and butter, in issues of trade, in issues of governance, and also in issues of human relations, because we are always indicating to say, as long as Namibia is where it is today, we'll continue to have these conversations, because as the president has said, especially when it's coming to implementation of NDP 6, She stated that it's a responsibility of everybody, and she stated that every Namibian should be a catalyst in achieving national priorities, and that is exactly what we are doing. Having this conversation, try to learn from you, and also making the platform so conducive enough to allow everybody with views regarding national development, regional development, and also continental development. And also, we are always indicating to you that conversation of this nature are accommodative to the context that when we are presenting something here, we are always also making sure that we give you an opportunity to speak, we give you an opportunity to ask your question, clarify, and also contribute. And we're always thanking you for making sure that you contribute, you ask your question. Because, you know, for you to build institution, you can't build institution with yes men. You can also not build countries and also international institutions with the people who are always saying yes to you. Because those who are always saying yes to you, it could be that they are scared of advising you, or they literally do not know where you are taking them. That's why we are always saying constructive criticism, bringing about your opinion, bringing about your view. It could be that you are a person who have done research, deep research about the topic that we are discussing about. It could be that you are an expert in the topic that we are discussing about. It could be that you are a professor, you are a researcher. Maybe you wrote more than 2 books about the topic that we are discussing about, and you have, experience in that field for more than 20 years. That's why we are saying we need you. We need you to come on board so that we can educate the Namibians, and we can also bring about innovative thinking and find better ways on how to deal with issues which affected us in the past. You know, especially when you do an assessment for where have we been, what happened in the past 35 years, where are we standing now, are we standing at a good position, and how can we move forward. So Before we go to what we have today, it's always very important. It's always very important to make sure that, it's always very important to make sure that you connect with us, connect with Eagle FM Namibia, connect with us on Facebook, connect with us on X, LinkedIn, and Instagram. When you do that, you bought yourself a luxury of accessing economic data, accessing developmental information, and also make sure that you access information related to technology, related to innovation, related to sport, and everything which is contributing to well establishment of a functioning society. So for now, let us look at commercial break before we continue indicating how you get connected with us and also how you can access Eagle FM services. So let's look at paying the bills.
Super Bargains await you at USAVE, where you pay for the product and not the brand. Pay only 139.99 Namibian dollars for selected Lovis premium disposable nappies, 36.99 for 1 kilo Mama's High Foam hand washing powder, 750 milliliters Sunlight dishwashing liquid for only 32.99 Namibian dollars, and palm olive shampoo and conditioner for 34.99 Namibian dollars each. USAVE. I save. We all save at USAVE.
Yes, apart from connecting with us at our social media platform, we also have the Villager newspaper. We have the Villager newspaper. The Villager newspaper is an e-paper. It's an e-paper, which is with economic content. It's an e-paper with economic content. It's coming out every Monday, every Wednesday, and indeed every Friday. And we are always telling you, especially if you are a developmental enthusiast, if you are somebody who is passionate about development, passionate about building Namibia, and also passionate about business, investment, trade, food security, we are always indicating to you that make sure that you make the Villager newspaper as part of your sources of information, because if you make the Villager newspaper as part of your sources of information, you'll be able to expand your thinking, you'll be able to expand your research, you'll be able also to get the right economic insight and information that will assist you in making those business decisions, in make those trade decisions, and also in making those investment decisions. That's why when you download the Villager newspaper, we are always advising, especially academicians, especially students, researchers, and also policymakers, to see and read what is happening on the ground. What are the people saying when it's coming to developmental issues? Where are you doing well and where do you need improvement? Because when you understand what the person on the ground is saying, where you are on top, it's very easier for you to assist that person, because you'll be able to listen to their voice. You'll be able also to see what are they doing, what are the young people doing in terms of SME development. What is the agricultural sector doing? How is food production in Namibia? How are the projects going on? How are the green schemes? So how do you think you are going to learn this? You are only going to learn this if you have access to the Villager newspaper. And you can like the page of the Villager newspaper and share it on Facebook. Then you also be able to get access to the link every Monday morning, every Wednesday morning, and every Friday morning. And the other better method again is making sure that you send your name to this number, that is 081-200-4144, and save it as your contact detail, as your WhatsApp contact detail, because when you save this number 081-200-4144 and you send your name there via WhatsApp, you'll be able to be sent, or be able to receive the Villager newspaper every Monday, every Wednesday, and every Friday. So that's why we are always saying, if you are a student of international relations, student of governance, student of agricultural economics, student of science, and also anybody who is interested in advancing Namibia development and also looking at key opportunities such as in the area of green hydrogen, in the area of oil and gas. Just make sure that you have access to the Villager newspaper and you not miss out, because this is the foundation of your knowledge expansion, and it's also the foundation of getting your economic insight so that you can expand your research and also your reasoning. Because once you understand what is happening in the economy, once you understand what is happening when it's coming to development, it's easier for you to give contribution. It's easier for you to understand how projects are being run. It's also easier for you to learn from the mistakes of others. And it's easier for you to understand where the country is going. That's why when you have those economic information, you cannot be in a boardroom in a discussion, but you are just saying, yes, okay, yani. It can't be correct. You must be able to be a man or a woman who is standing up, reason, and also improved, the lives of the people. So get access to those information. The other thing is also, that we have Eagle FM app. We have Eagle FM app. There are always, good questions to say, Eagle FM Namibia, where are you? I'm interested in your content. I want to get connected to you. We are indicating to you that, go to App Store, go to Play Store, take your smartphone and download the Eagle FM app, and you will not miss out, because when you download Eagle FM app, you'll be able to listen to the programs which are on air, like currently now, and you can also be able to listen to the previous program, that is by accessing the podcast. And it's always very important also to understand that the operational mechanism of Eagle FM app, you know, it's operating as WhatsApp. If you have WhatsApp in your phone, why can't you have Eagle FM app in your phone that you can listen to a radio, and you can listen to conversations that we are discussing, particularly when it's coming to economic and developmental matters. And it's operating anyway. You can be in Tehran, for example. You can be in Cairo. You can be in Ukraine, you can be wherever you are finding yourself. You can be in Brazil. As long as you have access to internet, you'll be able to listen to us. You'll be able to listen to us, and you'll be able not to miss out. Do not worry about traveling. You'll be able to get that content, and also be able to contribute to the conversations. So, on top of that, you can also listen to us via online. Just, press in Eagle FM Namibia, press home, and you listen to the programs online. And yeah, before we go to the content for today, sorry, it's very important also to make sure that, you download Imba app. Make sure that you download Imba app. And Imba app is an app that is giving you access to the digital version of a hymn book. In a situation that you do not have a hymn book, in a situation that you are can be a church, it's time, it's almost December where people are going to weddings, and you have to sing, and you have to give respect to somebody to people who are celebrating love. You have to give that respect. It can also be a retirement event, retirement party. It can be a send-off, it can be graduation, birthdays, where you have to give respect using a hymn book. And do not worry when you don't have a hard copy hymn book. Don't go and ask people. The word is already advanced. It's only you who is a bit left behind, but we got you. We got you in the context that when you download Imba app, you can be able to listen to, you can be able to access the hymn book in Oshiwambo, that is Ehangano, in Ocherero, that is Omaimburiro. You also find in Afrikaans, English, Silozi, and many other local Namibian languages. So download Imba app and Imba with us. And the other thing is also that you can advertise with us. You can advertise with us. Connect with us. Connect to Meme Monica Ipinge, so that you can be able to buy airtime. Be able to buy airtime. And you can also be able to advertise through the Villager newspaper. Then you get access to that, to those customers in Namibia and also outside. We are always indicating to you that money invested in advertisement is money on your way back to you. And do that, then you will not, you will never miss out. So let's look at what we have in terms of global affairs. Let's look at what we have in terms of continental affairs. Then we can go to the conversation for today. For those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, this is Early Morning Scoop with David Shombe. And we are here until the hour of 8. We are here until the hour of 8. So stay tuned.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Great news. Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Yes, we are moving forward with Early Morning Scoop. We are moving forward with Early Morning Scoop. And we are starting with what is happening at the diplomatic front. It's happening at the diplomatic front, particularly when we are looking at the relationship between Denmark and also the United States of America. It was indicated that the Danish government has summoned top U.S. diplomat in the country. That was yesterday, after the report that indicating that three men linked to Donald Trump were running secret influence campaign in Greenland. It was indicated that, you know, Denmark is not happy with interference of United States of America, especially when it's coming to the operations, and also when it's coming to the influence of Denmark people. And the top ambassador of United States in Denmark is called to order, summoned. And when you are summoned, you are summoned for questions, and also you are summoned to answer. Yeah, because the Danish government have identified that they are men who are recruited and are influencing, the society of Denmark. They are recruited by the Americans and influencing the society of Denmark, including recruiting locals for new independence movement from Denmark. You know, it's like when you look at how Denmark is, and when you look at its geographical area, then you also be able to understand why this is happening. Because previously, the United States of America, in different occasions, have indicated the need for that area of, Greenland, and also issues which are related to that Arctic side. But what is very interesting is also that the people who are caught doing this, they are seen to be very related to the president of United States. But yeah, it's a news that we need to look at. It's a news that we need to look at and also see what is happening at that front.
The Danish government summoned the top US diplomat in the country on Wednesday after reports that at least three men linked to Donald Trump were running a secret influence campaign in Greenland. Among the accusations, the group had allegedly attempted to recruit Greenlanders for a new independence movement from Denmark, according to the Danish public broadcaster DR. Danish Foreign Minister Lars Løkke Rasmussen said that American influence campaigns were completely unacceptable, but not unexpected. Greenland, a huge semi-autonomous Danish territory in the Arctic, is coveted by Trump, who has refused to rule out military power to seize the island. In March, US Vice President J.D. Vance slammed Denmark for failing the Greenlandic people during a trip to the American Pituffik military base in Greenland. The visit was condemned as a provocation in both Nuuk and Copenhagen.
Yeah, that is what's happening, especially when it's coming to Denmark and United States of America. And I stated that Donald Trump did not rule out the option of military engagement. And so it's very, very good to go deep and also see why there are disagreements between Denmark and United States of America. Why America is interested in Denmark. America is interested in Denmark, which land America want to take from Denmark, and also what is the level of engagement that has. So, and how is the world going to look at this? And you know, when you look at what the United States of America is doing, you know, United States of America have been a very strong country economically and militarily. That one you cannot take it from there. And when you also look at the current situation where the world is, you also be able to see and also understand that America is also positioning itself for the future, and also does not want to lose that hegemony. You also be able to see the role that Donald Trump is playing when it's coming to now peacekeeping, which was not how he was when he came to power. But when you look at America is also reading the weather, what is happening, what is the future of the United States of America due to rising powers in terms of the economy, and in terms of military. Because it's more than what you see in Denmark. When you see, for example, when the president of South Korea visited or met with Donald Trump and discussed about Korea Peninsula, when they discussed about Trump to go again to a North Korean a leader to go and discuss, because there is still disagreement about Korea Peninsula when it's coming to between South Korea and North Korea. Then you see Trump a mediator. Yeah, so look at the issue of Russia and Ukraine. Trump being the host of all the fighting parties. But when it's coming to Iran and also Israel, you also be able to see what role he played there. What role he played there. And whether he won or he did not win is up to you. But what I'm trying to indicate to you is that, you know, is the U.S. Not want to lose its power? That's why it's also maintaining its relevance. It's maintaining its relevance and influence. And we see for how long this is going to be, and how are these countries going to work together moving forward. So, the other thing that we need to look at is Nigeria commitment to African Continental Free Trade Area. And this is very interesting. This is very interesting also to look at. It's very interesting to look at when it was stated that Nigeria banned the export of raw shea nut. Export of raw shea nuts to boost local industry, because Nigerian government indicated that no, when it's coming to selling of this raw shea nuts, we need to add value. We need to add value to our materials. We need to add value to things that we are selling. That's why here it said that, you know, the country is one of the world's biggest producers and responsible to nearly 40% of annual crop. But despite this, Nigeria make up to just 1% of the 6.5 billion share market, because most of its nuts are shipped out without being processed. You know, it's a discussion that is not only in Nigeria. It's a discussion that is not only in a few African countries. It's a discussion of concern. It's a discussion of concern, especially when it comes to Africa, and also the difficulty of adding values to your products. Because when Nigeria stands now, imagine when it's coming to this product of shea nuts. It's stated that in the world, Nigeria is producing 40% of that. It's producing 40% of it. But when it's coming to the market share, when it's coming to the market share of 6.5 billion US dollars, Nigeria is only getting 1% of that. Then they realize that it's not okay. It's not okay. How can we just get 1% of that market shares if we are contributing 40% to the world? That's why they say no. They are now going to add values. They are now going to add values to their product, and they ban export of that for the next 6 months and see how they are going to improve. Now, when you look at what the Vice President of Nigeria have said, the Vice President of Nigeria indicated that the situation is unacceptable. He said the goal is to transform Nigeria from being a supplier of raw nuts into a global hub for refined shea products used in cosmetic, food, and pharmaceuticals. He said it's unacceptable. It's unacceptable, and they are going to ban that, or it's already banned, so say, especially when it's coming to the market share. And the vice president further stated that she is about industrialization, rural transformation, gender empowerment, and expanding Nigeria trade front print. I mean trade footprint, and also stated that the government is expected to boost that revenue to million US dollars to 300 million US dollars in 1 year. So that is what it is, and what you need to understand is also that African countries are also now moving into African continental free trade area, and they are also relooking at what are they sending out there. What are they sending out there? Are they getting what they are supposed to get? Because if you look at, for example, Namibia, where our president speak more on value addition to our product, agro-processing, value addition to our products, not only selling tomatoes, but they sell tomato sauce. Not only selling watermelon, but they sell juice made from that. Value addition. That is one of the things that African countries are looking at. But what is very interesting is also that when it comes to what have happened, for example, on the 30th of June 2025, where Namibia sent its first consignment of African Continental Free Trade Area to Nigeria, which is around 45,000 tons of salt, you'll be able to see that African countries now, they are no more interested in getting from, in selling their raw materials, because we have been making loss for a very long time. If you look at NDP 6, how it is drafted, you'll be able to see that they stated very clearly. When it's coming to trade deficit has been also a problem. Although we are selling more, we are still importing more, which means that we need many products, because we don't produce final products. Even things which are made from materials that we are selling, we are going to buy them again. Yeah, that is why now, when you look at when you also compare to what Botswana did, to say no, let us add various to our diamond, it's not correct anymore to just keep on sending to the world while we are not getting what we want. So if you just think about this, you bring about 40% on the table because it's only raw materials. But out of that, you bring about 40%, somebody bring 20, the other one bring 20, the other one bring 20. Then we have 100% of that product. But because you only supply raw materials, we only supply products in the raw form, then you're only getting 1% out of that market share. Then that's why they indicated that it's not right, it's not correct, it's not healthy, it's not going to work out. So that's why the vice president of Nigeria decided to say no, we are going to stop and stop this and look at how we can add values to our products. Because if you add value to the products, like what have happened, or what is going to happen, just look at the market of Africa alone. The market of Africa alone, you have over 1.3 billion people. You have over 1.3 billion people. You have a market of 1.3 billion people in Africa. with a combined GDP of 3.4 trillions. Imagine if we start trading on our own. If we start trading on our own, trade more with Africa. It's more easier. It's more easier. But the question which I have, especially when it's coming to, African continent, a free trade area. And I think it's also need agent clarification, also agent attention, is when it's coming to the payment system that we are using. Because if we have to fully implement the African continental free trade area, if we have to fully implement the African continental free trade area, all those barriers must be removed. All those barriers must be removed. And if there is a problem with the plan, let us assess and see how we can go about it. Because you see, a lot of people in the sector of trade are very diplomatic about issues which we understand, but trading, and we are not ratifying the Pan-African payment system. Let's go to a commercial break, then we see what about.
Stock up for August with real value at WB. Get a 2-liter Pepsi now for a sweet $14.99. 750ml WB cooking oil for only $26.99. 1 kg Sunlight hand wash powder for just $36.99. And 50 High Baby active diapers at only $124.99. See all our real value deals at www.vurmanbrock.com. We care.
Yes, we are moving forward. We are moving forward. We are thinking about African continental free trade area. We are looking at how Nigeria banned the exporting of raw nuts, and indicated to say they are going to add value to their resources. They are going to add value to their resources. And also the issues of African continental free trade area. What I was indicating is that as long as we are committed to African continental free trade area, especially Namibia, let us also deal with Pan-African payment system. Do we want it or not, or we are still thinking about it? Because we do not have enough time. We want to leverage the market of Africa. We want to leverage the market of Africa so that we can also reach the goals that we set for ourselves, such as Vision 2030 and many other goals. So we can just say, no, we want the Pan-African payment and settlement system to work, or we do not trust our friend. Let's just clarify that, because moving around it, we do not have luxury of time. Yeah, that's why I think the central bank must also clarify that, and also to see, are the politicians in good at one point, or are they at the same page with technical experts or the bankers, particularly with the central bank? Are they on one page? If they are not, they must clarify that to say, yes, this is what the bank is saying. This is the advice, and this is how you should do. Not only now, for now, we are going to look at it, and we are going to see. These are the things that we have been dealing with for the past 35 years. There is a problem, and we are moving around the circle to say, no, we are still yet not convinced that Pan-African payment system will work. We are still not yet convinced. There are still some gray areas. How do you deal with those gray areas if Africa is you? So yeah, that is it. So let us look at the issue of Gorilla before we go to our main discussion. It was stated that Africa launched Gorilla responsible plan as Sudan faced deadly surge. And these are some of the African countries that trouble never stop. Although we are also in problems, trouble never stop. The Central Africa, West Africa, the Sahel region, things are not coming in order. So it was indicated that Africa launched its launched its cholera response plan, especially when, and these are exactly things that we are talking about. These are exactly things that we are talking about, especially when it's coming to cholera. It's coming to diseases which are caused especially by, unhygienic, environment, and also unclean water. So some of the things that we need to look at. However, it's indicated that Africa is stepping up effort to tackle cholera with the launch of new continental emergency preparedness response plan to battle the infections in Sudan, where it is also indicated that over 1,000 new cases were just reported in 1 week. However, Africa is responding. Particularly, it has put a plan in place. This is news we have to look at before we go to what we have for today. So, stay tuned. We are here until the hour of 8.
With the launch of a new Africa is stepping up efforts to tackle cholera with the launch of a new continental emergency preparedness and response plan. This comes as Sudan battles a sharp surge in infections, recording over 1,000 new cases in just 1 week. The Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, in partnership with the World Health Organization, has unveiled a continental cholera emergency preparedness and response plan in Lusaka, Zambia. The plan aims to strengthen early detection systems, rapid response capacity, and cross-border cooperation as the continent faces recurrent outbreaks, often fueled by climate shocks and fragile health systems. The emergency of the initiative is underscored by the situation in Sudan. The country has reported more than 1,200 new cholera cases and 36 deaths in just 1 week. Since the outbreak began in May, at least 158 people have died. Sudan's conflict and collapsing infrastructure has slowed access to treatment, making the crisis even harder to contain. Health experts warn that without coordinated action, cholera, which is both preventable and treatable, could continue to spread widely.
Yes, that is what is happening. That is what's happening, especially when it's coming to cholera in Sudan, where there is a lack of developmental plans, lack of developmental or developed infrastructure, because infrastructure is at the center of advancing human development. Because if you do not have infrastructure, if you don't have hospitals, if you don't have proper connectivity, if you do not have roads that connect people, if you do not have water, if you do not have electrical installations, you do not have what enable human beings to live in the world that we are living in now. It's very difficult. It's very difficult because some of the things will be coming directly or indirectly. Some of the barriers to advancement will come directly or indirectly. Because if you look at Sudan, these are the countries which are blessed. These are the countries which are blessed when it's coming to natural resources. And when you look at this country, you'll be able also to understand that where there is resources, in many cases in African country, when you mismanage your resources, you'll be vulnerable to external influences. You will be vulnerable to internal problems. You will be vulnerable to the climate itself. You become vulnerable because you are not able to manage your resources very well. That's why Sudan is one of the countries which produce oil. And there have been fights, civil war. A lot of people know what Darfur. People lost their lives. And who suffer? Majority of people who suffer in conflict, women and children. Because a man, when people start firing guns, just pick up his briefcase and run. Just pick up his briefcase and run. A woman have to make sure that they know the 6 children. They wear they have clothes, they have food and all those things. That's why it's a lesson that we need to learn, and this will also take us to the discussion for today. To the discussion for today and ask those questions to say, why World Health Organization report indicating that there is insufficient data in terms of access to clean water in Namibia? What is the progress in terms of getting water from underground, especially when they indicate that Tohangwena is rich in terms of underground water? What is the plan there? How many of people are still not having access to clean water, and what does that mean to national development priorities, to SDGs that we are party to? So those are some of the questions that we are going to ask, especially when we are going to try to discuss the report of World Health Organization and also UNICEF, and also look at what are some of the progress, where are we in the world, and also what can we do, and the other thing is also what to appreciate, because when you look at billions of people not having access to clean water, but you every day wake up, even if you are not working, even if you are at a village, you have clean water, you also need to appreciate that the platform to say, if you drink clean water, not everybody in Africa has access to clean water. That is a luxury. But it should not be used to say that is the only thing that a person can get. That is part of basic human needs. And it's part of not only African agendas, but it's also part of, global priorities. Particularly when you look at sustainable developmental goals, number 6. So those are some of the things that we really should not take for granted. If you have access to clean water, you must be thankful. You must be thankful. But there are still those who do not have access to clean water. You have access to clean water, but you don't have access to sanitation. So problematic in that sector. So, for now, let us look at paying the bills. Then we can come straight into it. So, you can still engage us before we go to the report. You can still engage us at 083-288-401. So you can ask questions, contribute to the news which, we spoke about, and also, bring about your questions. And it's always very important when we are on the same page in terms of what is being discussed. When you're on the same page in terms of what is being discussed, what does that mean? How do you fit in? And what is your role? Because it's not correct when we discuss things here, but you are on the different level. So it's very important to be understanding what we are saying and argue based on the content, not necessarily to say on misunderstanding of the topic, but on the content to say, this is how things are, this is where we are standing, and this is, how we should do things. So, stay tuned. We are here until the hour of 8. We are here until the hour of 8. And,
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye. The eye.
Great news! Impa just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Impa? Get all exclusive features for $6 Namibian a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Impa has to offer at an unbeatable price. Impa, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere.
Yes, we are moving forward. We are moving forward with Early Morning Scoop. It's 1 minute past the hour of seven. It's 1 minute past the hour of seven. And as we indicated, today we are going to look at the recently launched report that is by World Health Organization. And also UNICEF. It's a joint monitoring program for water supply and sanitation. And as you understand that, look at sustainable development goals, where the world want to be, especially in establishment of 17 sustainable developmental goals. As SDG 6 is looking at, clean water and sanitation, And you also be able to see that clean water and sanitation is one of the basic human needs for you to be called civilized. For you to be called civilized, number one, you must have education. I mean, for you to be not really to say civilized, but developed person in the current world, you must have education, not just any education, quality education. You must have shelter. You must have access to medication, access to medical service, clean water, and also water and sanitation. And you must have security. Because those are some of the basic needs. If you have clean water, have security, and also access to food, then we think about other things later. Then the question that we need to ask ourselves, where are we standing as a country? But let me look at this report. You know, it's starting to look at, it's called the Progress Report on Household Drinking Water, Sanitation and Hygiene from 2000 to 2024. It was just launched 2 days ago. And you can access that report. It's available online, World Health Organization website. You can take your time and also see where you are standing as a country. What is this report saying? What is the report of World Health Organization saying? And also, where are you, where are we standing as a country? Where is Namibia standing? And, what lesson can we also, learn from this? And what lesson can we learn from this? So, it's always, important to look at, what are some of the statistics which are being given by this report. It's stating that despite, gains since 2015, one person in four, which is translated to 2.1 billion people globally, still lack access to safe, managed drinking water. On top of that, 106 million people in the world, they drink directly from untreated water sources. The question that you're asking yourself, are we part of that, are you part of that, 106 million people in the world that are drinking from untreated water? Are you part of the 2.1 billion people who lack access to safe, managed drinking water? Because this report is not only talking about, it's talking about, clean water. It's also talking about sanitation, because water goes hand in hand with sanitation, because at the end of the day, the water we use, water need to be treated. Water also need to be managed. Water also need to be managed in towns and cities. You are in a certain town, you have access to clean water. Yes, you have access to clean water. When you are all towns in Namibia, you have access to clean water. Then the other question is that, do you have access to sanitation? Managed sanitation. Managed sanitation. Because the report is further saying, 3.4 billion people still lack safely managed sanitation, which is including 354 million who practice open defecation. Are you part of those people? And if you are not part of those, who is part of those people? Because this is a report which is indicating where are the countries standing. What is the context of sanitation in Windhoek? Are the sewage properly? Do people have access to clean water, sanitation? How do these people assist themselves when nature calls? How do we do that? Because I remember, there was a certain cancer whose name is not going to be mentioned, who built around, I think, 12 toilets. And people were saying, no, we don't want toilets, we want houses, we want development. But, you know, when you look at it, is that development is cutting across various sectors. And you must have both. You must have both to say you are developed. But you can also not complain when somebody bring this one before the other. Because of maybe what the person have seen. Yeah, because in the world of advancement, even at the village itself, we must have access to sanitation. That is where the world want to go. That's where the world want to go. How contaminated are the water that we are using? How contaminated are they? Because the aim is to have clean water, access to clean water. And when you look at what is happening already now in Sudan, where there is cholera and many other health challenges, because if you don't have clean water, water is what you need every day. Water is what you need every day. It's what you use. It's what your car needs also. It's what you use. But clean water is necessary. And the report further indicating that, you know, $1.7 billion people still lack basic hygiene services at home, including 611 million without access to any facilities. Now, that is a global outlook in terms of health. It's a global outlook in terms of health. Now you have to look at development in itself. As we indicated to say, when somebody come to you and tell you to say, we are developed, we build schools and infrastructure, thank that person, but ask that person to say, did you develop me as a human being? Do I know how to use those infrastructure? Am I able to afford those infrastructure? Because at the center of everything is human development. That's why this report further indicated that, you know, in least developed countries, more than twice as likely as people in other countries to have lack of access to basic drinking water, sanitation service, and more than three times likely to lack basic hygiene. That is not self-explanatory, but what is being indicated here is that although this is a global outlook in terms of sanitation, water, and hygiene, the developing countries, the least developed countries, there are three times likely to lack basic hygiene, and also two times likely to lack basic drinking water and sanitation services compared to the developed nations. The question that you're asking yourself, where are you standing as Namibia? You have access to water. How are the sewages in all towns? How are they? How are they operating? How do people assess themselves when nature calls? Those are the basic things. Go around in your town, go in the capital city, and see how people are living. It's not somebody to blame. Is that when the reports are being brought about, it's also something to do a self-reflection. We need to do a self-reflection on. That's why when a president say everybody is a catalyst in this development, in the NDP 6, I think it's something that we all need to be accountable for, everybody. I think something that we all need to be accountable for, because if we are not, I will never reach where we are going. Look at Windhoek, look at Swakopmund. Some of you go to Swakopmund and just see Swakopmund, you go to town and see that it's a beautiful coastal town. Go to Walvis Bay. No, it's a beautiful coastal town. Go and look how people are living, if you are really interested in development. Because how come you come to a town without visiting the location? You think you went to a town like that? Because you don't get the picture. You can't go to Okahanja without going to Five Rand and see and tell people that you went to Okahanja. You did not see people. You did not see people. You just went there. Go to Chivarongo. People say, no, it's the best. It's the cleanest town. Chuano Miti and all the things. Yes, go to Chivarongo, but go to the location and see. Go to Upereki and see how people are living and see. Because it's a matter of us understanding the clear picture of development, because speaking about development at the comfort of at the comfort of your office without being in the field and see what is happening, we never achieve what you want to achieve. Because if that person who does not have an income, that person who has six children with different fathers and without a future, is not able to have access to clean water. How do you think those kids are going to move away from that poverty? Because those are things that were supposed to be the basics to say, okay, with water we got you, with sanitation we got you. But the other thing is also that us, especially Namibians, we also don't take care of things. We do not take care of things. I think it's just something that we also need to educate ourselves on. Come and build schools at a good standard, functioning equipment. Go to hostels and see. I don't want to speak about my hostel because my colleagues will come and attack me, but it's a reality on the ground. Just go to hostels and see. Go to hospitals and see how people, even the patients, when go to the hospital, the patients think that it's the responsibility of a cleaner to, because they are not feeling well, so it's the responsibility of a cleaner to make sure that, you know, when they go to private offices, abortion facility. In other words, they don't need to take responsibility. Nobody wants to take responsibility. Even those who are cleaning, they give up. But it's also something that we need to take care of as Namibians to say, yes, we complain about clean water and sanitation, but do we take care of sanitation infrastructures, I mean facilities or sanitation services that we have? And these are things that we don't talk about. And interestingly, we also look at data. So what are the data saying? What are the data saying about this report? State that the data from 70 countries show that where most women and adolescent girls have this one is different, but it's talking about menstrual materials. Where most women and adolescent girls have menstrual materials, and a private place to change, many lack sufficient materials to change as often as needed. And this is also part of hygiene. It's part of hygiene. Those are the reports from 70 countries. I mean, data from 70 countries. Say, although most women and adolescent girls have menstrual materials and a private place to change, many lack sufficient materials to change as often as needed. You know, hygiene go beyond cleanness. Hygiene go beyond cleanness. And as part of development, hygiene go beyond cleanness. It also goes to how do people have access to the basic needs, particularly women, when they are on their periods, to be frank. How many of them have access to the materials to assist themselves? It looks like something that is normalized, but there are people who are still suffering and they don't speak about these things. And these are the conversations that we need to bring on the table. These are the conversations that we need to bring on the table. And these are the conversations that people do not want to enter, because when you speak about development, are your women taken care of? How do they take care of themselves if it's that time of the month? Do they have access to that? How many people did the research about that? I know there were different campaigns about giving these young girls pants and all these things. But it was supposed to be a must. It was supposed to be a must. Because we are still dealing with a lot of things. We are still dealing with a lot of things. Because when you look at NDP 6, for example, when you look at NDP 6, when you look at priority areas or main pillars such as economic growth, transformation, resilience, look at human development, community resilience, you look at the aspect of environmental sustainability, you look at the aspect of effective governance and public service delivery, then you look at the sub areas and focus areas, you understand that the government has a huge responsibility and a burden, but it does not include everything. There are things that we need to do on our own as human beings to say, what can we do about it? How do we take care of, just toilets, for example, how do we take care of running water? So now we don't speak with our neighbor, the sewage burst, or the water is still running there, a kid was playing, you are just there waiting, and water is around. These are some of the things that we need to discuss as ordinary people, and also see to say, if it's hygiene, do you think I expect a government to come and make sure that my place is in order? But it's me who have to make sure that I take care of what is given to me and ask for service when it's needed. So, let us look at other data. Because for those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, this is Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe, and we are discussing about human development. We are discussing about human development, especially when we are looking at the report by World Health Organization, which is looking at progress on household drinking water, sanitation and hygiene, and what I'm indicating to you that access to clean water has to go with hand in hand with sanitation and also hygiene, because you can't speak about hygiene without water. You cannot speak about hygiene without water. And it's also a matter of us asking ourselves to say, in terms of hygiene, where are we standing? In terms of our town planning, how do we deal with these things? Or we just discuss about them in the boardrooms. How do you deal with these things? And also, where are we standing as a country? And yeah, if you look at this report, I want you to take time and also read it. Don't say things as they are. I want you to take time and also read it, because there is a map on page VI. There is a map which is stating that, you know, in 2024, 160 countries had estimates for safely managed drinking water services. And in that map, every map has, you know, keys to say your basics, you have safely managed water, you have limited, and you have also surface water. Then you look at Africa. Where is Africa standing? There is nothing which is indicating 100% safely managed water, except Egypt. But there are countries which have done well. South Africa and Botswana, there is limited, and which is understandable. Then you also have look at our friend DRC, get Central Africa. Things are not too well there in terms of accessibility to clean water. And now, what are these things? What is this report saying about Namibia? What is this report saying about Namibia? With Namibia, we are not categorized in terms of this, because reason being insufficient data. That is what the report is saying. Now, insufficient data does not mean that you are doing worse, and also, it does also not mean that you are doing well. It means that you need to put your house in order and be able to have access to data. Because you have Namibia, you have Angola, you have Somalia, and you have other African countries there in the Sahel region. You have Zimbabwe. There are no data there. There are no data about the clean water. It doesn't mean that you do not have clean water. You need to get me very clearly. It just means that you do not provide your data. You do not provide your information. That's why because liking what is being said sometimes is a good thing, but what is being done is more good. It's more important. Liking what is being done, because when you look at NDP6, for example, they speak about investing 1% of the GDP to research and development. To research and development. I think it's something which really need to be looked at. You're even supposed to invest even 5% to it. Because the things that we think, they need to be handled very well. The things that are given attention that, not that well attention. Because 1% of the GDP, yes, we know, it's a lot of money. But we need to invest more again in research. The same thing when we speak about, corruption, for example. When you look at the anti-corruption, international standard is also saying spend at least 1% of your GDP to that. But it's less than that. It's a least funded institution in the budget of Namibia. How can we fight treason with a least funded institution? Although it's not the only one. But that is a debate of another day. But what is being indicated here, is that there is insufficient data when it's coming to access to clean water in Namibia. And it doesn't mean that there's no clean water. Just that we do not have data. Clean data. Now, when you are doing your national planning, you cannot just guess to say 40,000 people in Angwena do not have access to water. You can't just guess. You need clear information and data to inform your decision. But with maybe the questions that we need to ask ourselves, is that where is Namibia standing in terms of addressing issues of water? Remember, there is already unpredictability in terms of Namibia weather. I think everybody have seen that. Somebody yesterday said, no, the weather of the other day, it was like a craving woman. We don't know what she expect. You don't know what she wants today and tomorrow. But that is the impact of climate change. That's the impact of climate change. Now, looking at this report, you may also want to look at what Namibia have done so far in terms of utilizing her developmental muscles to make sure that in terms of development, in terms of water. You'll be able also to see, if you look at your records very well, that last year, KfW, that is German Development Bank, gave around 20 million US dollars. No, 20 million euros, sorry. 20 million euros. And I was actually there when they signed this agreement with the National Planning Commission. Namota was there, Ministry of Agriculture, through Deputy Executive Director in the area of water. And one of the things which was stated is that a portion of that money will be used in accessing Wangwena water aquifer. The aquifer is an underground water source. Because we are indicating to you that Namibia, although we may be lacking in a lot of things in terms of resources, we have underground water. The Angwena is identified to be rich in underground water, And part of that money is expected to drill or access those that water and use that water for irrigation and also for human consumption. The question is that where are we standing? Mime Kandiva was speaking about that. But the question that we should continue asking as citizens is that where are we standing in terms of projects? Where are we standing in terms of projects? Because if we don't ask these questions, we'll still continue clapping hands when plans are being made and groundbreaking are being done, but projects are still standing. Projects are still standing. Because if you look at the Central Procurement Board, for example, a report which states, some of government projects are still standing, which should have been completed 5 years earlier. So yeah, we have around 30 minutes before we come to the end of our conversation. You can still engage us in the studio at 083-288-401. Today we are analyzing the report of World Health Organization with UNICEF, especially when looking at access to clean water, sanitation and hygiene, and where are we standing as a country? Other developed world are already identified by looking at ranking and also looking at data that they provide. Because if you want to see that countries are moving forward, if you want to see how the standard of developed countries, when you speak about data, they are number one in terms of management of data. They are number one in terms of collecting of data. They are number one in terms of having accurate statistics, because they know what they want, where to go. They know what they want and where to go. Developmental researchers. Because when you have data, it's easier for you to budget even. How can you budget in the dark? No, these are the things that people are taking money back because they do not know where, who is where, when, at what time. What does that person eat? How does that person survive? So, because the map can already indicate to you that the developed world identify themselves. Safe and manageable drinking water. You can see them. Nobody needs that. You can see them. And we see that Brazil is also doing well. Brazil is also doing well. And Brazil is also a good example of Brazil and China now is a big guy, but Brazil have been doing well in terms of its development. It's an emerging economy, but has been doing very well. And also countries in Southern America, they are also improving. But what about Africa? What about Africa? We have rivers, we have everything, we have oceans, we have underground water. We have Victoria Falls is here. We have there is nothing that we do not have. But the question is that why is very difficult for us to do things for ourselves? Oh, we are still going to be like this, because if you look at this map, you will be shocked. Look at this map and key. That's why take time and get the latest report on the progress on access to clean water and also hygiene, so that you can see what where we are standing and also how you can also assist. So you can still engage us at 083-288-401, 083-288-401.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Simon, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the I.
Great news! Impa just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Impa? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Impa has to offer at an unbeatable price. Impa, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Simon, don't worry about those small things.
Yes, dear listeners, we are moving forward. We are moving forward with Early Morning Scoop. Today we are speaking about hygiene. We are speaking about hygiene, not in the in that context, but in this context. It's a context of accessibility to clean water, sanitation, and also human hygiene. And when you look at the report of World Health Organization, which is indicating that developing countries, they are 2 times likely to be affected, especially when the report is indicating that 2.1 billion people in the world do not have access to clean water, and also 3.4 billion people still lack safety managed sanitation. What is very interesting is that when you look at these statistics also, what are the statistics telling you? Because you have 2.1 billion globally still lack access to water. However, I mean access to clean and safe manageable water. However, you have 3.4 billion people still lack safe managed sanitation. What does this mean? These numbers are telling you, they are telling you that although you have some people who have access to water, there are those who have access to clean water, but not manageable sanitation, not manageable sanitation, or do not have access to sanitation. Because if you take the difference between 2.1 billion people globally who do not have access to water, then you also have 3.4 billion people who still lack access to manageable sanitation. This is telling you that 1.3 billion people may have access to water, but still lacking in terms of sanitation. Yeah, this can also be interpreted in a way of you looking at your town. Because, for example, I like giving example of Windhoek, because the capital city of Namibia. Currently, as we are speaking, Windhoek have a population of half a million population, over 500,000 people in Windhoek. And the growth of Windhoek population is not less than 3% every year. It's not less than 3% every year. It's beyond that. What are they say? They say that if the city cannot address the needs of people, particularly access to clean water and also sanitation, particularly sanitation. In terms of clean water, there are things that we should be thankful for. In terms of clean water and access to water, that one, I think the city need to be praised about it. But in terms of sanitation, there is a lot need to be done. And also management of these services, management of these facilities. Because it's not only about access, it's also about management. How many times you go, even at the CBD, there's water running. How many times have you seen that? No, at the location, that is an order of the day. Although they are dying, are we part of this population? And what can we do? What can we do about it? And looking at now the context of inequality, the question that we need to ask ourselves, especially when it's coming to lack of access to clean water, when you look at where we are as Namibia, we were downgraded. And I like the way people reacted. I like the way Bank of Namibia reacted. I like the way our government also reacted regarding downgrading from upper middle income to to lower middle income. To lower income. When we were downgraded, people reacted differently. The bank said, no, it is not a surprise. We were unfairly ranked, but we were boasting about having been upper middle income previously. Although, there were also those who were saying, no, we must you must be put down. Are we not aiming to go on top? And looking at the fact of, looking at, NDP6, for example, in addressing inequality, in addressing income inequality, and also in regaining the position back of upper middle income, where, there's an aim to reach, around $6,000 GDP per capita, which the plan stated that it can be done. But are we getting there? The question is that, are we getting there? How are we getting there? So I think, looking at the aspect of water, it says more than what we see. Because if the city can manage its sanitation, if it can have a developmental game plan that can change everything, maybe the smaller towns can also learn. Maybe the smaller towns can also learn. If the smaller towns start learning that, then you have village councils and people at the rural area. Because when you speak about development, we don't only talk about those who are in towns. We speak about everybody. Because access to water is a basic human need. Not only water, but clean water. And it is up to us citizens also to ask, to say, what is the process? I want to see that, and I want to test that water from underground, from Hangwena. Ask that question to say, Governor, where are we standing so far? Ask where are we standing so far in that aquifer? What are the progress? Or we are looking at, into it. Because when it's coming to development, I'm not saying it's a, I'm saying politicians in general, they have a thing of, they are very good and good with words, and they can pick them correctly at the right time. So now we are looking at that. We have 16 committees. We are going to have another subcommittee. We have also going to an oversight. And the plan is this one. And from there we get the recommendation. And until by the time a person say people will start working, why can't you just say the previous project failed because of this bureaucracy? Let us find a fast way, fast legal way of doing things. Because we need to move forward. We need to move forward. And this map and this report is also telling us to say, because I've been indicating to say, although we are trying as much as we can to do better at home, although we are trying as much to do better at home, things that we did not do well, they will reflect in global analysis. They will reflect. And you cannot run away from that. You cannot run away from that. So let us pay the bills, then we can come and conclude, because we have around 16 minutes. We have around 16 minutes before we come to the end of our conversation. Before we come to the end of our conversation, let us pay the bills.
At ShopRite, we're celebrating 35 years of lower prices with unbeatable deals. Let's mark the occasion with savings on essentials like 2-liter Rife brand sunflower seed oil for just $69.99, 5 kg Marathon fine white sugar only $94.99, valid until 7 September 2025. Don't miss out on these deals. ShopRite, lower prices you can trust always. Plus, stand to win your groceries for free at ShopRite. Buy any 3 participating products. Find the unique code on your till slip. WhatsApp it to us and see if you're a winner. Plus, there are instant daily prizes to be won only at ShopRite.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Yes, we are moving forward with Early Morning Scoop, with me, David Shombe. Today, we look at, clean water, hygiene, and access to sanitation. We are looking at, where Namibia is standing. Where Namibia is standing, which countries are we in? And, which countries, in our group? And also, compared to other global report, in most cases, when you speak about these things, especially when you look at the economy, when you look at illicit financial flow, look at the ranking of illicit financial flow, the strength of the financial system, and also how to deal with these things. When you look at the global report, when you look at Financial Action Task Force, for example. Look at Financial Action Task Force. Where is Namibia ranking? We are gray listed. We are trying to deal with that issue. We are dealing with it. You look at issues of European Union Commission. We are working together with European Union Commission, but they are not scared of ranking us as a high risk jurisdiction, because they are honest enough to say Namibia is a high risk jurisdiction. And that is not a good thing. It's not a good thing. They are not ranking us because they hate us, because they see where we are standing. And that those are some of the things that we need to deal with. When you look at, issues of energy, these are also things that we need to deal with. Especially expensiveness of electricity. Although progress has been made for the past 35 years. So that's why, not only that, Not only that. Unemployment, we spoke about that for a long time. It's something that needed to be discussed. Look at happiness report. And a lot of people, when we speak about happiness report, it's not about you smiling and give people hugs and dancing on top of the table that you are happy. That is not happiness in terms of development. In terms of development, happiness report is that a person have access to the basic needs. A person is optimistic about the future. A person is participating in economic development. A person have access to clean water. You know where our report is? We are above 100 and I think 103, if I'm not mistaken. And there are other countries which are even in front of us, which I don't want to speak about. So are Namibians happy? They are not happy. Are they happy because they are provoked? Not really because they are provoked, but when we look at things that other people have, and when we look at the standard of living of an ordinary Namibian, then you'll be able to see that there's much which need to be done. And I like the fact that our president is honest enough to present the challenges on the table. He's honest enough to present the challenges on the table. And by indicating that these things that we are facing requires everybody's effort. Everybody is a catalyst in this developmental agenda. And she spoke about private sector. She spoke about NGOs. She spoke about developmental partners and also called Friends of Namibia. Now that's why when we are doing this thing, when you read this report and see where we are standing, you should also know that you should not go and fight your city management or your municipality or your village council, but see what can you do. Where can you assist? And for business people, it's a good project. I mean, it's a good opportunity for you to see there is lack in terms of this. How is our investment in our sanitation? How many plumbers have registered businesses that they can be contracted by their village council, by their town council, by their municipality? How many of them? Because for a business person, assisting people is also an opportunity. Instead of money being sent back, it's you assisting this community to build up toilets, connect their water, and also come up with a treatment plan. Recycling of water. Because you'll be shocked. You'll be shocked to understand that how old is the water that we are drinking. How old is this water? Because water is being recycled. And it's a natural process of recycling water. Some in most cases, when you read what the scientists are saying, then you'll be able to understand that it's what we do with the situation. It's not when the situation is on us. So that's why we look at this report. Dear listeners, we have around 8 minutes before we come to the end of our conversation. And before we give the mic to Mike, you still have time to give your question, still have time to ask, still have time to clarify some points, and you also still have time to give your constructive criticism. Now I understand it's the 28th of August, it's end of the month to some people. People are busy shopping or they are looking forward to Friday. But we are here until the hour of 8. We are here until the hour of 8. And maybe just before we conclude, It's a matter of understanding where we are coming from in terms of sanitation and in terms of what was spoken about here, especially when it's coming to hygiene, because access to clean water is a general concept. But access to clean water also means access to sanitation. And also means what? The concept of that is also the concept of hygiene. And what I've also realized in this report is that when we speak about hygiene, especially when we speak about, and it's clearly stated, women and adolescent girls, because their biological makeup is not the same as ours. To say, data indicate that, data from 70 countries show that why most women and adolescent girls have menstrual materials and private place to change, many lack sufficient materials to change as often as needed. When you do not have now, when you speak about human development in the context of Namibia, then you look at this report, then you understand that with us, we are in the air. We are not here in this report. We are in the air because of insufficient data. There's no proof. Now, what can we do about it? What can we do about it? Now you have to understand now the importance of research. How much money are we going to spend here? Who is where? Who have access to clean water? And who have access to sanitation? What is very interesting is also that the numbers themselves indicates, if you pay attention to the details, you'll be able to indicate that the numbers themselves are indicating that you may have access to clean water, but you do not have access, or you have lack of managed sanitation. You have lack of managed sanitation. That's why the 2.1 billion is where it's coming in. The 2.1 billion people globally lack access to safe managed drinking water, while the 3.4 billion people still lack, access to managed sanitations. And with that, with that difference, you'll be able also to see, with that difference of 1.3 billion people, you'll be able to understand that the difference of those 1.3 billion people, you'll be able to understand that some of these people, although they have access to clean water, they are still lacking in terms of sanitation. And just before you conclude also, it's a matter of, being a participant in development. It's a matter of being a participant in development. What is your role in this now? What is your role? Yes, we complain about insufficient data. What is your contribution to data? What is your contribution to research? You are a student at the University of Namibia at NAST, at IUM, studying water resource management. You are doing a research on development. How many of you took time and look at the gap in data that Namibia has, so that you can contribute, even if you do a research about the constituency, even if you do a pilot study about the constituency? Because when you do that, it's more easier to motivate those who are also coming forth with their developmental research. And we can't be where we are. And this, it's sorry to say this, but it's a bit, we feel ashamed. We feel ashamed. We feel ashamed when other countries have data which are identifying their developmental priorities, which are identifying their needs, where we are still in the dark. We feel ashamed for this, and it's a role of everybody. That's why when we speak about goals that we have, these are bigger goals. Even if we have enough money to fund the plans that we have in NDP6, it's going to be exhausting for only government to run those projects. We need to make sure that we are part of the system, we are part of the game, and contribute positively to the development of the country. So, it's now the time to give the mic to Mike to unpack the day. It's now the time to give the mic to Mike to help with unpacking the day. But do not forget, download Eagle FM Namibia. Download Eagle FM Namibia. Follow us in our social media platform, Eagle FM Namibia. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on LinkedIn. Follow us on X. Follow us on Instagram. And also, make sure that you share and like our page. Download Eagle FM app so that you'll be able to listen to the programs which are on air and also the previous program. The other thing is also that the Villager newspaper is coming out tomorrow. Make sure that you have access to it. Send your name to 081-241-44. Save that as your WhatsApp contact, and you will be able to have access to your economic e-paper. That is, of course, the Villager newspaper. So, from me, David Shombe, see you next time, same place, same time. Bye-bye for now.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Great news! Impa just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Impa? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Impa has to offer at an unbeatable price. Impa, what the world congregates. Download it and subscribe to it.
Utekiro kabuna ii matina omjo chikao shafa sana na longe shifa ya eshiwike moshiwana ii moya wo ota ingongo tisa mwene anage shifa ya Namibia ombitombwa na wa oronjika seisa nina omayakuro ni randitoma iyoe yonge shifa yoyo kupitira mo Eagle FM Media House ngoe tuende tuimemeha uu kakombanga nina kara omkwashi pareki uimepo yomo programa betu moambo dengira selma Kodara hita tuimu. Datu, heari hamano tano, o niyaj. Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts or previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.